بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سماعهم كلام أهل القبور، سماع عمر رضي الله عنه كلام شاب متعبد. أخرج الحاكم أن يحيى بن أيوب الخزاعي قال سمعت من يذكر أنه كان في زمن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه شاب متعبد قد لزم المسجد، وكان عمر به معجبا، وكان له أب شيخ كبير، فكان إذا صلى العتمة انصرف إلى أبيه، وكان طريقه على باب امرأة فافتتنت به، فكانت تنصب نفسها له على طريقه، فمر بها ذات ليلة فما زالت تغويه حتى تبعها، فلما أتى الباب دخلت وذهب يدخل، فذكر الله وجلي عنه ومثلت هذه الآية على لسانه: إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون. فخر الفتى مخشيا عليه، فدعت المرأة جارية لها فتعاونتا عليه، فحملتاه إلى بابه وأجلس ودق على أبيه، فخرج أبوه يطلبه فإذا به على الباب مخشيا عليه، فدعا بعض أهله فحملوه فأدخلوه، فما أفاق حتى ذهب من الليل ما شاء الله. فقال له أبوه: يا بني ما لك؟ قال: خير. قال: فإني أسألك بالله. فأخبره بالأمر. قال: أي بني، وأي آية قرأت؟ فقرأ الآية التي كان قرأ، فخر مخشيا عليه، فحرقوه فإذا هو ميت، فغسلوه فأخرجوه ودفنوه ليلا. فلما أصبحوا رفع ذلك إلى عمر، فجاء إلى أبيه فعزاه به وقال: ألا آذنتني؟ قال: يا أمير المؤمنين، كان ليلا. قال عمر: فاذهبوا بنا على قبره. فأتى عمر ومن معه القبر، فقال عمر: يا فلان، ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان. فأجابه الفتى من داخل القبر: يا عمر، قد أعطانيهما ربي في الجنة مرتين كذا في الكنز. وأخرجه ابن عساكر في ترجمة عمرو بن جامع من تاريخه، فذكر نحو كما في التفسير لابن كثير. وأخرجه البيهقي عن الحسن مختصرا كما في الكنز. وفي روايتي: يا عم انطلق إلى عمر فقره مني السلام، وكله ما جزاء من خاف مقام ربه. وفي آخره: فوقف عليه عمر فقال: لك جنتان، لك جنتان. سماع عمر رضي الله عن كلام أهل بقي الغرقد. أخرج ابن أبي الدنيا وابن السمعاني عن محمد بن حمير أن عمر بن الخطاب مر ببقي الغرقد فقال: السلام عليكم يا أهل القبور، أخبار ما عندنا أن نساءكم قد تزوجت، ودوركم قد سكنت، وأموالكم قد فرقت. فأجابه هاتف: أخبار ما عندنا أن ما قدمناه وجدناه، وما أنفقناه ربحناه، وما خلفناه فقد خسرناه، كذا في الكنز. رؤيتهم عذاب المعذبين. أخرج الطبراني عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال: بين أنا سائر بجنبات بدر، إذ خرج رجل من حفرة في عنقه سلسلة، فنادان: يا عبد الله اسقني، يا عبد الله اسقني، يا عبد الله اسقني. فلا أدري عرف اسمي أو دعاني بدعاية العرب. وخرج رجل من ذلك الحفير في يده صوت، فناداني: يا عبد الله لا تسقه فإنه كافر. ثم ضربه بالسيف فعاد إلى حفرته. فأتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مسريا فأخبرته، فقال لي: أو قد رأيته؟ قلت: نعم. قال: ذاك عدو الله أبو جهل، وذاك عذابه إلى يوم القيامة، كذا الحيث. قال الحيثمي وروى الطبراني في الأوسط. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they heard the voices from the graves. This is termed as the karamat, miracles that are performed by the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar radiallahu anhu hears the voice of a youngster that was a devout worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the time of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, there was a devout youngster who would spend most of his time in the masjid. And Umar radiallahu anhu was impressed by him. He was very amazed with him. And this youngster, he had a very old father, was very old and very senior in age. After performing the Isha Salah, he would go to his father. On the way to the house of his father, there lived a woman, and she used to try to seduce this boy, this youngster, and she was infatuated by him to such an extent that once, after the Isha Salah, this youngster is going to his father. On the way, this woman, she tries to impress him, and she seduces him to such an extent that he follows her. And she enters her house, and he follows her. He is about to enter the house, and he remembers this verse of the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And certainly those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they are affected by the whispers and by the plots of shaitan, immediately they take heed, they come to know of the punishment, and suddenly they can see. In other words, they become aware. When this youngster read this verse, that is, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, he fell down unconscious. This was the extent of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart of this youngster. So this woman, she became perplexed, worried. She calls for her maidservant, and together they carry this youngster and they leave him by the house of his father. They make him sit up and they knock on the door of his father and they run away from there. The father, he comes and he sees a very amazing sight, that his son is unconscious outside the door. So he calls for the rest of the family. They carry him, they bring him into the home. After a great portion of the night has passed, this youngster, he gains consciousness. And the father asks him that, "Oh my beloved son, tell me what is the matter." He says, "No, things are okay, things are fine." He doesn't want to divulge and disclose what has taken place. So the father says, "Tell me in the name of Allah." And then he informs him about the matter. And the father tells the son, "Tell me what verse of the Quran you recited such that you became unconscious." And the second time this youngster recited the verse, such was the effect of the Quran, such was the verse, such was the impact of this ayat on this youngster, that he fell down unconscious for the second time. When they shook him, they found out that he had passed away. So they performed his ghusl and they arranged for his burial that very same night. The next morning, this matter was taken to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anh. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh comes to the father and he tells him that, "Why did you not inform me about this incident that had taken place last night? I would have also made myself available." So the father said, "Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, it was the middle of the night, as we would say. It was late. We never wanted to disturb you." So Umar radiallahu anh tells some of the Sahaba, "Take me to the grave of this youngster." Umar radiallahu anh then comes to the grave, and then he addresses the grave, and he addresses the youngster by his name. Remember, the youngster is buried already. And he says, "Oh, so and so," mentioning the name of this youngster. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. This is a verse of the Quran. For the one who fears standing in front of Allah, the one who fears standing in the presence of his Rabb, will receive two gardens in Jannah. So immediately the youngster, he responds from inside the grave and he says, "Oh Umar, definitely my Rabb has already given me this two gardens." In another narration, "Definitely my Rabb has given me in Jannah two gardens." In another narration, this youngster tells one of the people that were around that, "Oh uncle, go to Umar radiallahu anh, give him my salam, and tell him that what is the reward of the person who fears standing in the presence of his Rabb." And at the end of the narration, it comes, Umar radiallahu anh then visits the graveyard, goes to the particular grave of this youngster and says that laka jannatan, laka jannatan, you will receive two gardens, you will definitely receive two gardens. Umar radiallahu anhu hears the voices of the people that are buried in the graveyard of Baqi, that is in Medina Sharif. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu once passed by the graveyard of Baqi and he made this following dua, As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-kubur, that peace be upon you, O those who are the inhabitants of the grave. The information from us is that your woman, they have now remarried. This is after their iddat. And your houses are now occupied by other people and your wealth has been distributed. Immediately a response comes from the grave. And the information from us, remember this is Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the information from our side is that whatever we have sent forward, we are now seeing the rewards of it. Whatever we have spent, we are seeing the profits of it. And whatever we left behind, that is what we have definitely lost out. The last incident, Sahaba radiallahu anhu also witnessed the punishment of the kuffar, etc. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrates that once I was passing the plains of Badr, the area of Badr, when suddenly a man, despicable looking man, he appeared from a hole, from a pit. And in his neck there were chains. And he called out to me, O Abdullah, O servant of Allah, give me a drink. Three times he says that, O Abdullah, give me a drink. So Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu is narrating, I don't know if this person knew that my name was Abdullah, or he was calling me like how Arabs would generally call each other. Abdullah means the servant of Allah. Suddenly I see that there's another man that appears from the pit. In his hand is a whoop. And he calls out to me and he says, Oh Abdullah, don't give this particular person a drink, because he is a disbeliever. And then he hit him with a whoop. And then he returned into the pit, into that hole. I came to Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hastily and I informed him about what I had seen. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirmed and he said that, أَوَقَدْ رَأَيْتَهُ, have you really seen him? I said, yes. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me that that is the enemy of Allah, Abu Jahl, and this is his punishment right until the day of Qiyamah. These narrations that we read is from Hayatul Sahaba, incidents of the Sahaba, that how we can emulate the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. See, last week was the youth fikr, alhamdulillah, Saturday last week. And many youngsters gave their names to come out in the path of Allah. Many gave their names and they are still not out. Let us go with this fikr. Some of us are in Jamaat. Some of us will go back to our areas. Let us make fikr for the youngsters to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we started this incident, what we read? Shabun muta'abbid qad lazim al-masjid. Say, youngster who was devout in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he would spend most of his time in the masjid. When we are out in Khuruj, then most of the time is spent in the masjid. And this is how a youngster will learn to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how a youngster from his young age is learning that my life belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how I can channel my energy and my youth in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst those that will be given the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, one person is Shabun Nasha'a fi ibadatillah. Those youngsters who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite the distraction, despite the attraction, the sin, and the availability of everything around them. And we know the fitnas that are around at the moment. The best place for a person is the masjid and to be in good company. So let us all make this fikr, inshallah. And likewise, those who never gave their names also to come out in the path of Allah, to make an effort at how we can go and meet them again and again. Inna laka fi nahari sabhan tabila. Make that effort again and again. We should go now to our areas, starting from tomorrow, and see all those youngsters that made intention, and those that never make intention, how they can come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, this time of the year, December, January, you get many jamaats, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah, that are coming out. And let us become amongst those that will make effort on the people so that they can come out in the path of Allah. Young and old. Not only youngsters, but even old people also. Every person must learn to sacrifice and come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we learn, a person who is striving for the sake of Allah, and he's learning the lessons of Iman. And now what Iman, taqwa is coming. And now that khushu and khudu, concentration is coming in the salah. And now the love for deen, inclination for deen, love for the Quran is coming. Like how this youngster, the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love for the Quran, Allah ta'ala took him in a good way. We all want to pass away in a good way. We should make that effort how we also pass away in a good way. This is called husna khatima. And now every person till the day of Qiyamah can also pass away in a good way. And not be like those, like Abu Jahl, Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah ta'ala is showing them in their very lifetime the punishment that is meted to Abu Jahl. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq inshaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya al-musaleen. Sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa sahabi ajma'in. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima hu ahluh. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم احي الدين في العالم كله الى يوم القيامه واجعلنا سببا لذلك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين امين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين